Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Featuring Stephen Curry Friday at the State House Convention Center. Morning Mayhem and The Zone will broadcast on location Friday morning with a preview. That's A Night with Moses Moody featuring Steph Curry Friday at the State House Convention Center, presented by the Motivate One Foundation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so
Jamming on the one.
What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live.
Thank you.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
Justin!
Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
From the office of your favorite president, good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
Thank you, Mr. President.
All right, you 609ers or 709ers if you're here in the east side of the state or east side of the country. Move it. Let's go.
Hit that
driver
now. Move it.
Yeah, I don't know what I do with it. Tell me what to do. No, I don't know what to do.
And I woke up high over Albuquerque on a chair.
What an asset you are on show.
13 minutes he was at the Colonel Gate. Sweet little chariot.
All right, you LA gang, let's go. Los Angeles.
Yeah, boy.
Strength and honor.
I don't think we had a chef in Los Angeles, did you? Did you get?
I missed.
You better jump
I
back
will
in
this next
man.
Time.
Ba-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na.
Working on a T-bone steak.
Like Carney flying over to the Golden State.
day. Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
Don't blow this for us, Gene.
All right, one more time. Get it right.
Los Angeles. If you have a milkshake and I have a straw and my straw reaches across the room and into your milkshake, I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopig Suey! Los Angeles!
Hey, you guys!
All the way from London, England, is our open. Good morning, everybody. It is 7-11 here in Florida, 6-11 there in Arkansas. Good morning, Roger. How are you?
Hey, David. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning.
You guys say hello and good morning to Trey Shapiro.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what do you say, Tripper?
What's up?
We are one man short, one man down. We decided Randy was
decided.
Sawing logs, yeah. And we didn't want to wake him up, and That's he was... Yeah, you know, we had 14-hour day for Double R, and you both, and went and had dinner with Bill Vickery last night. So we decided to let.
I think that's what did Randy. Yeah, the dinner with Bill Vickery.
Yeah, we decided to let the legend sleep in a little bit, and didn't want to wake him up. I guess he didn't have a CPAP with him last night.
Huh?
So that CPAP works miracles, man. You know, if you don't have that CPAP, you're cutting logs.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. We are in day three of SEC Media Days here on Radio Row. We have, three radio stations that are broadcasting. Not me. Of course, Peter Burns and Chris Doring are down there on the SEC network. But not many, Trey, that are the toughest nails, the four-hour show.
I don't think there are many tables that when we turn the tie line on in the morning,
it doesn't go off. That's a great point. Until 7
what?
O'clock.
14 hours?
Yeah, that's exactly right. No, that's exactly right. Not many
13 and a half?
Today, boys, we've got a regular lineup of Trey Reed, who'll be there in studio, brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. We got Craig O'Neill, brought to you by Genesis of Conway. Joe Nichols in the 9 o'clock hour, brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. We got to play a little match game, brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories in Searcy and Conway. And the SEC commissioner will be on with us at 7:30, Greg Sankey.
Yep.
And as always, we will do a little name that tune. You know, he gave us his 10 songs of the summer that he would have on his summer list. And then also we've got to play, we like to challenge him. Tommy did that his first year. This is seventh year in 2015. We said, no, so it's not fifth, it's 11th year.
11th.
So Tommy did that just sort of by chance. He just, you know, he was back in the studio, Roger, and just decided to play some tunes. And I guess it might have been after Tommy had heard him do the deal at his speech, the opening speech where he talked to the night song was
Times They Are Changing.
Yeah, Bob Dylan. And so anyway, it's always something fun. Listen, the guy talks about the same stuff to everybody.
Yeah.
And so we like to break it up and be a little different. We'll ask him some stuff about Arkansas and Ryan Silverfield, but we want to have a little fun too. So we got today, Roger and Christian, we've got four new schools. We'll have Alabama, Florida, Ole Miss, and Texas A&M. And I tell you, if you look at Florida, I pulled up their numbers of the last few years. Woo. I mean, you know, if you're a Florida Gator fan, you know, you're in misery because you're not used to seeing the Florida Gators only win, you know, five or six games and struggle to win. And so, matter of fact, here it is. They've gone 4-8 under Billy Napier, 8-5, 5-7, 6-7, 6-7. So, you know, you're talking about the team that's won national championships rather recently. And
Urban left, it's been pretty mediocre.
Yeah. So remember, can you name Roger? Can Kristen, either one. Can you name the coach after Urban Meyer?
Was it Jim McElwain?
No. Nope. Jim was second after that. Yeah, won the first.
Think defense.
Very, very heated guy.
Will Muschamp.
Muschamp is correct. Good. And then who's after McElwain?
Was that Dan Mullen?
That is
bingo.
Well, very good. You can't stump the wizard.
I don't know.
And then the last was who?
Napier.
Yeah. How about that? They've gone through Muschamp, McElwain, Mullen, and Napier all since 2011. So that's four coaches. What have we been through? About the same
since 2011.
John L. Smith, Brett Bielema, Chad Morris, Sam Pittman.
Yeah, four. This will be the fifth.
Yeah.
They're on their fifth, too.
And that's what I'm saying. It was weird. It's one thing for us to talk about, and we're not happy. You imagine being a team that's
Florida.
won national championships in the 90s and 2000s, and you're going, are you kidding me? I mean, yeah, that national championship was 2008.
McElwain got 3 years. Muschamp, 4. Mullen.
Do you have the records there, Trey?
Yeah, I do.
What was McElwain's record?
McElwain was 10-4 the first year, 9-4 the second. But this is what's weird. He goes 4-7 one year, and they fire him, which is really weird. I remember thinking, man, the guy went 10-4 and 9-4. He had one bad year, 4-7.
Was that short photo fake, by the way?
I think it was. Yeah. Did we find if it was fake?
It was.
I think it was.
But he was going the wrong way, Baz. You look at that 10-4 to 9-4 to 4-7. That's going down as opposed to trending up.
But
if it was Arkansas, he would have held his job for 8 years.
Yeah, he would have gotten a raise.
Yeah, and the same thing with Mullins. He wins 10 games the first year, 11 the second. He's like, okay, he's got this. And then all of a sudden goes 8-4.
They were having some real bad issues, weren't they?
Yeah, and then 6-7 that last year. But they sort of ran him out pretty quickly. He was the one who coached Tebow under Urban Meyer, those great years. And then, they've had their fair share of struggles. And then you got the Alabama, the people here, they're not real thrilled about, or not here, but
in Alabama
fans, they're not used to sort of being, we'll pick you, what are the preseason picks for them, third or fourth, Trey?
I think so. Probably 4 or 5 this year. Yeah,
they're used to being the favorite. Of course, you got the new coach at Ole Miss, Pete Golding, who, I wonder what his relationship is with Kiffin. Yeah, I guess they were probably still pretty tight. I don't know. We'll have him. I mean, he'll be here today. And then Mike Elko from A&M, who a lot of people, they sort of under the radar, too.
Think about this when you go back to Florida.
Last year.
Yeah,
they did. They lost to Miami at home. When you talk about Florida, Arkansas struggled with him when they came into the league. And then, of course, we all remember the Reggie Fish loss in the SEC championship game.
They won that game, yeah.
But, Baz, last time Arkansas played Florida in the Swamp, they won.
They did. That was
in overtime.
The most unbelievable upset. You guys remember that? We had been terrible.
Yeah.
And they fired the offensive coordinator for us. It was who was the coordinator we fired? And we promoted the receivers coach from Ohio State.
It was.
And they and we ran up and down the field. I think we were.
Was
like
it 30, Enos?
It was Dan Enos.
Yeah, we fired Enos, and somehow we beat them down there. I mean, again, the line was probably a couple touchdowns, and we somehow found a way. Remember, Roger, that's when they were hugging down. Remember, Trey, KJ was hugging the coach, the new offensive coordinator. And then, I didn't realize this yesterday. Do you know who the offensive coordinator is for South Carolina? I just saw it. I saw the paper today. Didn't notice it yesterday.
No.
It used to be Dow Loggins.
I'll give you a hint. There's an Arkansas connection. A coach that had been in Arkansas. And actually had a lot of success.
Barry Winnie? No.
With KJ Jefferson.
Of success?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Briles.
Kendall Briles.
He left TCU
there. It's like, I looked at that crap. That dude, he'd been talked about maybe being a head coach. And for whatever reason.
Got a couple of coaches that isn't Chad with back at Clemson.
Chad's back with Clemson and Dabo.
Petrino is at North Carolina, right?
That's right. But if you remember, Briles was, Sam had enough. Remember, he was looking at other jobs, and Sam, I think, gave him a little rope, and then all of a sudden he heard he was looking again, and Sam said, "We're done.
Yep,
we're done. We're moving on." Who did Sam hire after that? I just went blank.
That was Enos.
That's when he hired Dan Enos.
Yeah. That was after Briles. Okay,
yeah.
and then.
Enos
came
during the season, right?
Yeah, he fired him during the season.
Well, then you got Bobby Petrino.
But Petrino, that was right. This all runs together.
You had an interim to finish that year.
What's his name? Who was the defensive coordinator from head at
Missouri? The guy.
Barry Odom.
Barry Odom.
I thought they both left the same time. I guess they did. I don't remember them.
No, Barry Odom stayed one year after Briles had left.
Is Odom still
at? He's at Purdue.
And that's a tough place to win. I don't know. I'm not even sure.
He just recently got that job. Last year was his first year, wasn't it?
He was UNLV.
Drew Brees isn't walking through that door.
No.
What?
No. Hey, if you want to be a part of the show, I know Trey Reed will be there shortly.
Oh, he's here.
He's here.
Good morning, Trey.
And he wants to tell you that it speaks volumes about the quality of Arkansas football over the last couple of decades that y'all talked 10 minutes about former offensive coordinators.
Yep. I know. It's trying to keep up with all the moving parts. Yeah,
the rest of the country is not the only one that knows this is kind of a down year for us.
Well, but you think about that, Trey. You know, here we are. You know, we complain as a fan base, and I understand. Look at Florida. They have run through five coaches in the last 15 years, and they're not winning either. They're only winning six games. And that, again, that is a program that's won three national championships, right? In the last, would you say, two under Spurrier and two under Meyer, four, right? I think that's four national championships recently. And so, you know, Trey, that they are just losing their minds. They cannot figure out to get every coach they hired just. And I think a lot of people thought Napier was going to be the guy. I think they thought Napier would get. I did too, to be honest with you. So, anyway, so obviously we'll have Silverfield tomorrow. What's going on in the outdoors there, Trey?
Oh, man, it's hot. I hope everybody's spending more time indoors right now. Yeah. I think it's a little bit better today. It's going to be better today and tomorrow. But, man, it was brutal yesterday. We talked on the Wild Side last night about, fish until about 10, 11 o'clock and then getting inside or going fishing at night. But, yeah, it's kind of that slow time. And we don't have, like, a dove, duck, deer season media days to like tide us over until the season actually starts.
Although I like the concept.
I do like the concept.
Now that I'm thinking about it, Raj, let's see. We could pick out a lodge.
Ideas here. Yeah.
And have three or four days at said lodge.
Come on.
And bring in the top fishermen and hunters and getting ready to kick off the outdoor season. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, you know, one thing we do have going on, and I'll bring this up again, as more folks join the show, but 9 o'clock this morning, AGFC.com, we've got about 500 leftover wildlife management area deer permits that will go on sale on a first-come, first-served basis. So get in the virtual queue a little before 9 o'clock and be ready to scoop one of those up if you're interested.
If you're a fisherman and it's that hot, do they go deep? Do they go deep?
Yeah, they David. That's a very astute observation of you. Yeah. They typically do that. Although you also see a lot of topwater action early in the morning, late in the evening this time of year. But yeah, you want to kind of focus your efforts a little bit deeper. Those fish are going to get down there where that water is a little bit more comfortable. Surface water temperatures are 85 to 90 degrees right now. I mean, it's just stupid hot.
Yeah, it was not too bad here, Trey. And I will say this, last night again, Club D's, people stood outside. There's no joke. We're literally, our condo is
across the street.
50 feet, like 50 feet.
Front door to front door.
Maybe 75 feet.
Yeah.
And people all night long would stand out there in front of the place and talk. I'm talking about the entire. It was 5 o'clock in the morning.
Drove by two of them still talking this morning when we left.
Why don't you dudes go home? Go home. Either go back inside where we can't hear you, or get in your car and drive home. But no, they're just going to stand out there. And poor Trey. Trey's on the first floor. Trey could reach out and shake their hand.
No, I'm not doing that.
He thought about it.
No, I didn't. No.
Now listen, just make sure that you put that review and check the review on the.
That's a great point, Roger. Yeah, that's a great. Point, that Raj. Is a great point to go. Listen, if you need quiet. Now, thankfully.
Well, the first night was fine.
It didn't bother you the first
night. But the music last night when we got back from dinner and then the talking and the music.
It's really sort of weird. It's past ordinance to be able to have a business like that right next to the residential area.
I think that business has been there a lot longer than those condos.
No question. Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful condo that we have. A lot of steps.
If that condo was right here on the channel. Yes. It'd be no problem.
Yes.
Yeah, is there any water nearby? I mean, could you sneak out and do a little speck catching?
Well, let me tell you. Here, Trey. Can we show him the?
This is going to get confusing for the.
Yeah,
next
go to the
minutes.
Webcam. Go look at the webcam right now, Trey.
Oh yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Look at that. Is that not gorgeous? It is absolutely beautiful.
You need
down
to be
here.
Out there on the end of that dock, throwing.
What do we need to throw?
What are we fishing for? Redfish, some tarpon, some speckled trout.
I wonder if you could catch tarpon around here.
I promise you can.
If you look at the map, you see that Tampa is Tampa Bay. There's a big bay there, and then you've got the Gulf on the other side of the little peninsula there. It's a beautiful area, and when you walk outside, you got a nice breeze. You know, if you got any view of water, you know, it's expensive property, but it's
y'all getting any rain out of Bertha, or is that so much farther west that you're avoiding any of that?
We had a little bit. Yeah, okay. we had a little bit, but not bad, right, Trey? I mean, I thought we were going to get it more than
yeah, I thought some of us got to fly through it coming in.
Uh-huh,
yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
We will take a break. We'll get your questions when we come back. 661-1037. Shout out to Sean Smith, who's a Florida grad. And he says, yes, I'm in misery. Oh, that's right. Today they start their GTMMA Global Championships. That is the Taekwondo and the martial arts. They're in Little Rock. We need to get somebody on the show this week to do that, Sean. As a matter of fact, I've dropped the ball on that. Again, if you've got a question for Trey, call us, text us. Glad to be here, and we got to hit our opening to thank our sponsors when we come back there, Christian. Roger, take us to the break. It is 7:26.
Headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for. It look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday, the last four commitments for Arkansas basketball officially signed. Mature Maker, Ilya Froloff, Davion Thompson, and Caleb Urugu will be playing for the Hogs this year. Thompson and Urugu are reclassifications from the 2027 class. Those four will also join the team for the Bahamas trip, which is happening at the end of this month. The Razorbacks will play four games in 5 days during that trip. The Arkansas Travelers will be back at Dickey Stevens Park against the Tulsa Drillers tonight. First pitch is set for 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. And SEC Media Days continues today. Taking the main stage will be Alabama, Florida, Ole Miss, and Texas A&M. Stay tuned to the Buzz for updates all day thanks to First Security Bank, Kauffman by Design, UAMS, Blackman Auctions, Bet Saracen, and the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-888-8888 for Rainwater Holton Sexton. They'll help you weather the storm.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Finally, a little bit of relief from all of this extreme heat. No heat advisor here in Central Arkansas today. We do have one in far South Arkansas. But we'll still be kind of hot. Sunny and 94 degrees, but a drop in humidity as well and a touch breezy. Tonight will be clear and down to normal with a low of 72. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Join the zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Caddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Caddy's Touch Landscaping. 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. Baseball fans, the MLB season is in full swing and FanDuel is giving you a chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting the home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home of home runs. So, are you ready to play your game? Head over to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to opt in for daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. No purchase necessary. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This July is America's 250th birthday, y'all, and Low T Center is celebrating 250 years of freedom with a 250 for 250 deal. All month long, all the guys out there who start testosterone therapy and stay with it for 90 days, we're going to put $250 back in your pocket. Low T Center's raising the T of American patriots from sea to shining sea. Come celebrate 250 years of America with Low T Center's 250 for 250 deal, because bringing back the energy and vitality of your youth is worth celebrating. Go to fixmylowt.com right now to book a free T test. That's fixmylowt.com.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win, win, winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week presented by Bath Fitters. Get the tub or shower you deserve with no gimmicks, just real savings. Check them out at BathFitterLittleRock.com.
This is Miss Arkansas 2026, Ava Weeks, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem with David, Roger, Justin, and Christian.
Coverage of the 2026 SEC Media Days from Tampa, Florida is presented by First Security Bank and brought to you in part by Kaufman by Design West, Blockman Auctions, UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, and Bet Saracen.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Open up that door, let that stank out there, Roger, guys.
I'll tell you what, it's thick. The funk is thick.
Bump, 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 bump. Ba-dum, ba-dum. I want to thank all the five sponsors that were just mentioned for giving us the ability to come down here and be a part of Media Day or Days. I do want to thank Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. Have we given Trey his official intro yet? I guess we need to do that now.
It's Trey Reed from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission.
Sorry to interrupt.
If you have questions about outdoor life in Arkansas, Trey is the guy with the answers. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service, providing on-site and 24-hour roadside assistance from headlight to taillight and everything in sight. PowersTruckParts.com.
All right.
There we go. Ba-bum. Bring the phone back. Ba-da-bum. Welcome, Trey.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
A couple things. Let's hit the our Middleton Air text line. If you just joined us, we are here at SEC Media Days. Alabama, Florida, A&M, and Ole Miss up today. Arkansas tomorrow. We'll have Ryan Silverfield about 7 o'clock Central. 7 o'clock Central, yeah. 8 o'clock Eastern. Plus a very special guest that will probably create quite the stir in here when he comes in.
And
there.
Quincy Rhodes.
Yeah, Quincy Rhodes right after Ron. So we'll visit with him tomorrow. Here's some messages here. Let's see here. Ask the possum cop if AGFC has dove hunting places and what we need to do to hunt.
Possum.
Have you heard that one before?
Oh, yeah. That's
an old one.
That's an old one. However, I'm not a possum cop, or I'm not Mr. Green Jeans either, but I do work with those guys. We'll have a number of dove fields on wildlife management areas, and then we've also got some of the essentially lands that the Game and Fish leases from farmers and then provides permit dove hunting opportunities to the public. Those will be listed on AGFC.com. I don't know that we've got all that information up yet, but I bet within the next week or two you'll be able to access that on the website.
Someone says here from the 208 area code. You know where that's at by chance? 208. He says here, how about the 509ers in the Mountain Time Zone? Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Yeah, that's, I think it's Idaho, if I'm not mistaken. I may be wrong on that. So see here, do you have controversy now that you're going to charge Arkansas residents and everyone to use our state parks? I don't know what that means. Trey, do you know what he's talking about there?
Yeah, but he's inaccurate. There's no charge to use state parks outside of charges that have already been there. Now, we talked about this a little bit last week. There's a new permit that went into effect July 1. It was proposed back in February, voted on in April, you know, there was public comment, all that good stuff that we always do. But if you don't have a hunting or fishing license and you are going to use a Game and Fish owned, Game and Fish owned is the key there, WMA or Lake, there's a new permit requirement. It's $10.50, same price as the most inexpensive fishing license or hunting license. I wouldn't say there's controversy. There's some people that, you know,
bird watchers, hikers, you know, paddlers that kind of were like, hey, what's this all about? But, you know, essentially it's a way to kind of try to engage with that audience a little bit better, figure out, you know, who are using these areas besides the hunters and anglers. And, you know, you look at it and, you know, yeah, maybe they're not taking a deer off the area or a squirrel or keeping a crappie or a bluegill or whatever, but, you know, their use of the area still contributes to the maintenance cost. And so kind of asking them to, you know, help us maintain these areas and pay for conservation in Arkansas.
From the 501, Baz, how about Jay Billis getting laid off from ESPN? Is that right?
No, it's not. Yeah. That was fake news.
No.
Tim Tebow's contract got renewed. I think I saw that, and he was on yesterday with the news. Chase Daniels, did you see that on the SEC Network? See that, Trey?
I did not
see
that.
So, this would be his first year.
Chase Daniels.
From Missouri,
from Missouri,
right?
Missouri quarterback.
Yeah. Here's one.
What bowl game did he light us up in?
Cotton Bowl.
That's right.
Oh, that was when we couldn't stop.
That was when Reggie Herring was the interim coach.
The running back had like 9,000 yards, too, against us. Because, and we had McFadden then, too.
We did.
Here's what asked Trey about the new law allowing using warfarin for hog control and how they would keep other wildlife from being harmed. Not sure about what that is.
Warfarin's it's a poison, essentially. I'm not sure what specifically that person's talking about. You know, hogs don't really fall under our jurisdiction. Other, you know, we do have regulations pertaining to hog hunting on our wildlife management areas, and we trap the hell out of them, trying to get rid of them on our WMAs and assist other agencies. But that's they're considered escaped domestic livestock under state law, and therefore fall under the auspices of the Department of Agriculture. So I'm not sure precisely what that text line listener is talking about.
Hey, Trey, this just came in on the text line, too. Can you guys figure out why the Hogs cannot win any football games?
Do you have any answers for that, Trey?
I've got a lot of thoughts on that. How much time do we have?
Exactly. Here's one that says, Trey, how come hunters can't spotlight deer at night, but fishermen can beam a spotlight in the water at night for bow fishing? Those are just fish trying to sleep, too. So, there you go.
Yeah, I don't know. Great question.
Here's one from Rebecca. James Seabass is also at Purdue working for Barry Odom. He's still. Can you believe Seabass is still coaching? You know, my old teammate.
Well, you're still working, too.
I know, but the game of football, man, that's a long time as a coach. I mean, he's been since you pretty much graduated. Said he's a special teams coordinator just like he was when Odom was at UNLV. So, says I know his wife because she's a customer of the Ladies Boutique where I work. That's from Rebecca. Let's see here. Any news on Lake Conway? I think that person, I think Nick asks us that every week.
No, it's fair. Nothing really new to report, but I mean, I think I've mentioned it before, the dam, which is not really a dam, it's more of a expanded spillway that functions as a dam, but it's complete. The auxiliary spillway is very near complete. I mean, really, there's not much left on the on the fish. There's some fish habitat work, some boat ramps, some amenities and things like that we, you know, have still need to do. But most of that stuff can be done with water in the lake, you know, dumping gravel out for spawning beds and other, you know, fish attractor structures and things like that. So, man, I mean, I don't want to go too far out on a limb, but, you know, we said 5-year project when it commenced in 23, and I really feel like it will be less than 5 years before we are complete. It's still going to take a couple years for the for the fish populations to repopulate to the level where the limits will go back to where they were and all that good stuff, but I think we're ahead of schedule on that project. Let's put it
Someone says here, tell Trey frog season is starting too late, ! Here's one, Baz. Baz, I'm going to need you to bring a little more passion when you're saying Los Angeles. It sounds like you're rolling your eyes when saying it. Move it, move it, move it. If that's the case, I will pick up my game. I do think sometimes our Los Angeles can be better. We don't express it with enough enthusiasm because we just get used to it. So I will make that. I will receive that challenge, Roger. And I will raise my Los Angeles game.
I don't think it was anything different. I thought what you did was similar to what I did today, which was to let our
sometimes
guests.
Sometimes we go Los Angeles.
Because Shap was off on the first one.
Trey
didn't come in during Los Angeles, so we didn't get his. But, you know, I thought it was okay.
Somebody says it's not
supposed to be the same way every day. I mean, you know, you
got
to change it up a little
sometimes,
bit.
Sometimes, yeah.
We always bring the juice.
It's important for that person to point it out. We appreciate you pointing out because we want you to bring the passion.
Yes.
So we're going to bring the passion. Los Angeles.
Someone says varmint police. Is that another term, Trey?
I'm not as familiar with that one. Possum Cop, Mr. Green Jeans. There's some other ones out there. Those are the two that immediately come to mind.
Someone says here, I didn't know that. How about that? Ask Trey, do hunters have to have WMA permit to hunt WMAs?
No.
Okay.
No.
Someone says, what's the point WMA permits now if the game of fish is just leasing more of the WMA land every year and you can't hunt what you once were able to hunt?
I don't know what that now. I mean, there's more public hunting opportunity now than there's ever been in the history of Arkansas, so I don't know what you're talking about.
The last sentence says, do those permits help fund your exotic fishing trip?
Look, how many times do I have to say this? I get vacation!
You sound like Acre.
In this case, I'll take it, Trey.
Oh, my gosh. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. We're glad to have Trey Reed with us.
So what's your overall thoughts so far? I'm sorry, Baz. I know you're going to lay it out there. So what are your overall thoughts about everything that's going on down there? Is it still the same that nobody's just no respect there for the Razorbacks? It's a rebuilding year, all of that. No big deal. Was Kirby somebody to listen to yesterday on top of all that?
You know, again, everybody's pretty, you know, been pretty, you know, low key, not saying much. It'll be interesting today because you got Pete Golding. He was part of the controversy with Kiffin last year. So you have a story there, Roger, where
tampering.
That will come up because, you know,
with Clemson.
Yeah, they have. Dabo is pretty much called him out. They said somebody's going to ask him that question today. And then, of course, you got a new coach at Florida. You got, you know, the situation in Alabama where. You know, he's low key. He won't say much.
Was Golding yelled at last year? Is that who I'm thinking of when he was getting?
He was the coordinator that came in and replaced Kiffin and stayed.
Didn't he get off the plane and they were yelling at him and then he got back on? Who was that?
No, that was the offensive coordinator. Okay. I think that decided to cut stay and coach the team in the playoffs.
They yelled at him the first time. Yeah. But then he came back. Okay, very good.
I remember what you're talking about.
Right. I just think the thing is that the coaches nowadays are just so late. I mean, they are uptight. They're not as laid back as they used to be. Like a Spurrier that would come in here and just throw zingers at anybody. Nick Saban could command a room because of the notoriety and the championships and the record. But you don't have that now.
You know, that's right. It's so funny. Talk about Roger, about the respect thing. Trey, I gave an example of this. And that it doesn't really matter to me. I noticed this, for example.
I know where you're going.
When I walked in here, usually I'll have a guy go, hey, man, we'll get you on the show. Talk about Razorback football.
Right.
Now it's like, not really.
They don't really care to talk
because there's nothing to talk about. You guys got to go 2-10 again this year.
Glad you're here. Enjoy your time over there on the radio.
It is amazing because what happens all of a sudden if you win now, they go, oh, man, we want to find out. You know, or like
how did it happen?
That's right. Coach Cal's coaching. Man, what's it like to be, you know, we just don't have that.
Well, and all these other teams you're talking about, like Florida or any of them, who they expect excellent steel. We've gotten to the point where, okay, you know, even with a 5-year coach, we're going to rebuild in year, we'll give him another chance, this and that, blah, blah, blah. I think the only good thing about this year is that we've got a new coach, so there's renewed hope. If it was the old coach, it'd be the same.
I agree. Yeah, it does give, you know, so there's optimism.
And
so.
I think you'll see, too, the game day experience.
Right or wrong, sorry,
Jordan. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, no, I'm sorry, Raj. I think the game day experience is going to change. I think you're going to see some of that. There might be some announcements soon about some things like that.
Oh, really?
I think they're going to try and up the ante a little bit.
I think they need to.
They need to.
Here's what it says. By the way, Steven says, why do y'all say Los Angeles? So it's part of the it's part of the song that Elvis does it twice, and it seems weird to hear Elvis say it. So we pick up on that. We say it too, just like Strength and Honor. We do crazy things that
strength
don't make
strength
sense.
And honor.
Strength and Honor. Listen, so well trained. So did you see that, Trey?
Yep.
It's like clockwork.
I know.
Let's go ahead and hit the break. As we go there, someone says, ask Trey if he thinks the AGFC is ever going to do anything about the Canadian goose problem in Arkansas. I know our buddy Steve Qualls, who's on the lake on a regular basis, drives them nuts. It's just like it's
they're on the golf courses.
It's everywhere.
They were out at Chenal.
Yeah, I got
Saturday.
A little story for you related to that when we come back from the break.
All right, we got some
open
info.
Season.
All right, so go away.
He was a hard-headed man. He was brutally handsome. She was terminally pretty.
Heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Banks continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
It's the win-win that leads to a grin-grin. You get a family membership to the Little Rock Racquet Club or Athletic Club. You get in shape. They get in the pool. And boy, do they have pools. Your Little Rock Racquet or Athletic Club. People will witness the fitness.
Every week, tens of thousands of public school students nationwide attend free LifeWise Bible classes during school hours. This opportunity is now available to students at select schools in Benton, Bryant, Bauxite, Greenbrier, and Academics Plus. Enrollment is open for LifeWise Academy. With parent permission, students attend off-campus classes 1 hour per week to receive Bible-based character education as part of their school day. To learn more or enroll, find your school at LifeWise.org. LifeWise.org.
Join Justin Akery and The Zone on location today at Bath Makeover of Arkansas. Turn your outdated bathroom into a room you're proud to show off with Bath Makeover of Arkansas. Find them online at BathMakeoverAR.com.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you're in the market for a new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram, we hope you give us a chance to earn your business. Here's some things to consider. Fletcher Dodge has been family-owned dealer here in Sherwood for over 25 years. We know how to take care of our customers to keep them coming back. Every Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer pays the same price for their vehicles. It's the dealer that makes the difference. We'll give you the best deal up front. No haggling, no arguing. We make it easy to buy a new vehicle, and we'll pay you more for your trade-in. Compare our deal to anybody's, and you'll buy from us. Come see us today for the deal of a lifetime on new Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram. At Frank Fletcher Dodge, you always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. And we promise you a hassle-free buying experience. We want to be your dealer for life. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Just tell us what you're looking for and we'll make you a deal. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
Hello, this is Justin Akery. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
I'm Thomas Blackman with Blackman Auctions. How much easier would life be if you could take away your stresses and worries with one phone call? Just turn all of your problems over to a person and let them de-stress your life. That's what we do at Blackman Auctions. We are much more than an auction company. We take your unwanted assets in your life and turn them into money in 30 days. Organize, market, deal with attorneys, real estate agents, debt services, closing companies, and those members of your family. You know who they are. Making your life as easy as possible since 1938. Better Auctions or Blackman Auctions.
Tune in each week for I Did Not See That Coming in The Zone. Every Tuesday, Justin and Phil discuss those stories that cause you to raise an eyebrow. I Did Not See That Coming is presented by Moe's Southwest Grill with the $9.99 lunch special, where you'll get a junior burrito, chips, queso, and a drink for only $9.99 in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Benton, and Conway.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
Oh, what's this? I like it, though.
Oh, yeah. It's a little Ray. It's a little Ray.
I like it. I don't think I've ever heard this, Raj.
If you watched the movie Ray, you did.
I better watch it.
Here we go.
I'm stepping my fingers. I can't stop it.
The
band was
jumping. The people, too. They were doing a mess around. They were doing the mess around.
Oh, the mess around. Yes. Wow. Yes. They're doing the mess around. Everybody do the mess around. Is that actually Ray Charles? That's not Jenny.
I think that's Ray and not Jenny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, Roger, Ray. I like that. I like it a lot.
Well, let's go ahead and give a shout out to Christian Weaver on that.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. By the way, I heard you playing Don Henley. It's his birthday today.
I did. Absolutely.
Let's ask Trey Reed. Trey, how old is Don Henley today?
Don Henley is 81 years old.
Close. 70. Oh, okay, Roger, you want to take a shot? Did you see it?
I did not. I know it's his birthday, but I didn't look to see how old he was.
Yeah, he is 79.
Okay.
79.
Wow. I knew he was right around 80.
You know what?
Somewhere.
I was just asking Trey when we left on break, was he a Doobie or an Eagles fan? And he went all in on Doob. Just a different stank. Different phone.
Just had a gentleman walk up who was with a Tampa radio station. His name was Nick Wise. And he said his dad. Is it dad or father-in-law? Father-in-law loves the Buzz. Father-in-law lives in Arkansas. Ken Padgett. So, Ken, thanks for listening. We appreciate you listening to the Buzz.
Hey,
so.
Let me throw a father-in-law out there then. Not mine, but Danny Joe Crawford's father-in-law listens to the show and told Danny Joe and his wife Amy to get a hold of me, to get a hold of Sanders Ground Essentials, the way it all worked around.
Yeah,
so shout out to him.
I like that.
Full circle.
I do like that.
That was a very nice plug and very organic.
Oh, it was. Listen, I didn't even write it down.
It was presented organically.
Thank you. It's all in the presentation.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very well done.
Let's see here. Someone says, unless they get rid of Hey Jude, the game day experience will always stink. Am I responsible for the
yes.
for the Hey Jude? Did I, for all the years of this?
Well, you're one, yeah, but there are several others that don't.
I feel like I've been beating that drum longer than anybody.
You're the flag bearer for that angst.
And now everybody is agreeing that there's no place for Hey Jude.
Well, some people say they want the Roadhog to come back.
you know what this reminds me of? During the World Cup, there was much discussion about the Take Me Home Country Road
song
for the USA that the tempo wasn't right and didn't really match the scene, the environment there. So, I feel you, David.
That's the case. And I don't get to go to a lot of games as much as I have to watch him on the tube, so I don't hear that. So yeah, you bringing it to the forefront, but people that don't even go to the games and hear it go, well, I don't know where there's a good place for that song to be at all.
Well, we found out. Well, it was a joke. Yeah. The whole thing was a joke to get in there in the first place. It was a band member. Who is now the band leader, actually, of the entire band, that he snuck it in to a practice one day, and it became a tradition, and there is no reason other than that. So that tells you all you need to know that from that standpoint. Hey, real quick, so to be short on time, you were teasing us, Trey, about the goose.
Yeah, well, no, it's just a little anecdote that relates to that that question. I got a text and later a call Monday from our old buddy R.J. Hawk, who had been in his capacity as a state representative, had been contacted by another political official in the central Arkansas area whose city was having some trouble or is having some trouble with these geese on the on some of their ball fields. And so, yeah, I mean, look, going back a little bit to sort of tell you how we got here. So like 30, 40 years ago, in an attempt to increase population of Canada geese and get them to start coming back to Arkansas, and Arkansas wasn't the only state that did this, young Canada geese were released in the state in the theory that, well, they'll fly back north in the summertime, as they do, and then we'll create this new migratory corridor. Well, guess what? They stuck around, and that's why we have some of the they do, like, you know, I'm saying they're 100% not migratory, but because they will, you know, our band data shows that they'll move around quite a bit. But yeah, man, you know, the problem we run into there is they are a federally protected bird. So it's not just what Game and Fish, how we want to manage them. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has some bearing on that as well. So I will say, if you have a problem with Canada geese, it is the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Wildlife Services that can issue like depredation permits or permits for you to harass the geese or whatever to try to get them out of there.
Did the president not do anything about that?
Dogs would be a great. Trey, you probably know in Burns Park they had a dog for years to haze the geese over there. So that is one effective method to get them out off your golf course, at least.
For sure.
So, yeah.
Someone says here from our Milton Air text line, we continue with some things. Hey, Baz has become known for calling the hogs in public spaces, like in front of.
You going to do it here?
Well, that's what they say. Are we going to get a hog call on Radio Row at SEC Media Days?
Maybe tomorrow.
From Ultimate Balls. That's what that's the listener.
It's no cheering in the press box.
No, cannot do that here. You would be in trouble. I might not be.
Our guest might do it tomorrow.
Yeah, our guest might do it tomorrow. So somebody says here, Donald Trump said the Canadian geese came from China. So I don't know.
Well, I heard there was like more tariffs.
I was
going to
say,
Canada,
isn't there a new 50% tariff on Canada? We'll assess that on the geese, perhaps.
Someone says here, Steve says, yes, Trey, if my ball lands next to some goose poop, to some goose poop. We missed that guy on
graffiti.
Graffiti. Yeah. He's not called in on a while.
Maybe
so.
He's dead.
I don't know.
Trey, what's the rule if your ball does land on goose poop? Do you get relief from that, or do you have to play it where it lies?
No, you have to play it where it lies. There could be a local rule, but it's a loose impediment, so you can try to move it, but if the ball moves, then you're assessed a penalty.
Oh, wow, okay. That's crazy, because, I mean, you're not going to get a clean roll, no pun intended, if it's got poop on there. It's going to have a little muffin.
You hit it, though, then – you know, the poop might fly off, too.
All right.
Yeah. And then you've got poop on your club.
I think that's a country song.
Trey, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it as always.
Thank y'all. Enjoy Tampa. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Thanks to Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. Don't forget, we have the commissioner coming up in about 30 minutes, so do not go away. We'll have a little fun with him and music as always. It is 8 o'clock here in Tampa, 7 o'clock there in Arkansas.
Waited all winter for the time to be right, just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter.
When you want to know the score, it's on KABZ Little Rock.
He's open, completed the 10, the 5, touchdown Arkansas!
103.7 The Buzz.
Don't miss.